Islamic State spreads fear as they advance. A ministry gives women a voice in the Middle East. And what does living out God's word really mean? The answer might surprise you. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. What horrors have to happen for the world to take steps to stop the Islamic State? The terror group is advancing once more in Iraq and Syria, laying waste to everything it comes in contact with. Christianity is being pushed to the brink of extinction in the region. Millions have fled, but Open Doors' Emily Fuentes says people of the book, they've stayed behind to distribute aid.
God calls them to help those who are poor in spirit, but also because they're seeing it as an amazing opportunity to spread the gospel.
The change that's resulted is nothing short of amazing.
A few years ago, our need for Bibles in that country was minimal, but now we can't bring caseloads quick enough. They're running out by the time they're delivered, essentially.
Here's why they need you to keep praying.
We're actually seeing Muslim extremists coming to Christ. People who have been persecuting and attacking Christian churches, being exposed to the gospel. And so God is touching even the most unexpected hearts.
Ramadan's a time when Muslims strive to become closer to God. But Forgotten Missionaries International is using it as a chance to preach the message of the true God. FMI is holding conferences in Indonesia to train pastors and church leaders. FMI's Bruce Allen.
We'll be discussing how their homes become a lighthouse for the gospel, a beacon in this culture. And it's not just what happens at church. It's a lot of what happens outside of the church as well, especially our engagement with the majority population.
Ramadan is a time of spiritual sensitivity for Muslims, and FMI wants to use that to its advantage when sharing Christ.
We want to pray for the courage of Christians, the tactfulness of Christians as they would share the gospel. We want to pray that God would be drawing many from every tribe, every language, every culture to himself.
Visit missionnetworknews.org for other ways to support FMI. This is Mission Network News. Well, as Cuba and the United States work to create new political ties, the newfound optimism doesn't seem to be trickling down to the impoverished masses. But thanks to the support of Christian Aid Mission, more than 2,000 people came to Christ and over 25 churches were planted. All just in the last year, through food distribution and baseball games of all things, ministry partners are giving people a new foundation, the hope found in Christ. Learn more, just check out the link at our website. You know, oftentimes women in the Middle East can't speak openly because, well, they're not supported by their family or even authorities. But Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is helping to change that. They're starting a new program to talk about hard-hitting issues that affect women, like abuse. Sat7 hopes this will bring the confidence women need to openly share their faith in Jesus. Go to our website to find tips on how you can pray for these repressed women. And James 1:27 tells us in part to look after widows and orphans in their distress. It's more than a company Bible verse for Family Christian employees. They're actually living it out. Family Christian's Alex Moshoyu just got back from a 5-day mission trip to Oaks Indian Mission in Oklahoma.
It was just an amazing experience for all four of my boys and myself and my wife to serve alongside each other and to do service work and to interact with kids.
Moshoyu and his family worked alongside other Family Christian employees, painting dorms and making repairs. Their main focus, though, is being Christ to the vulnerable kids Oaks Indian Mission cares for.
We're very intentional about having interaction with the people that we're serving. You know, we just loved on them as if they were our kids.
Pray kids will be drawn to Christ by the team's example.
We don't view it, again, unless the Lord leads, as our role to come in and share the gospel with words. We'd much rather do it in action.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to win one of 40 Bible sticks from Faith Comes by Hearing. The Bible stick is a portable digital audio player that plays on demand, high-quality, dramatized recordings of the New Testament. Activate your name by clicking on the Bible stick link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.